The Rambam writes at the end of Perek Zayin of Hilchos Melachim. Me'achar she'yikonis odom b'kishrei ha'melchama. When a person enters into active combat, yisha'in al mikveh Yisrael u'moshio ve'estzorah. He should literally lean upon, rely upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the hope of Yisrael and their Savior, Ve'es Tzorah. V'yeda sha'al yichud Hashem ho'osa melchama. V'yeda sha'al yichud Hashem ho'osa melchama. The Rambam tells us that it's a again, it's simultaneously a political military assessment and lahavdil a halachic assessment, that what's contested in the melchama is not territory, is not land. What's being contested is Yichud Hashem. And the Chayalim are waging war al Yichud Hashem. He follows up several lines later, V'chol ha-nilcham b'choliba b'lo pachar, v'sihiya kavanosa l'kadosh Hashem b'lvad. Again, it's a context of Kiddush Hashem. So what the Rambam says here reflects a historical framework that he elaborates in Igeres Teman. In Igeres Teman, there was a shmad against the Jews in Teman, and the Rambam was writing to be mechazik then. So maybe we'll just read a few lines together. Du'u. Rambam says, no. Shezos hi, the Torah we have, Torah Hashem ha'amitis, shenitna lanu al yidei Adon kol ha'neviyim ha'rishon v'achronim. Shebat Torah hazos hivdilanu ha'borei mishor b'nei ha'olam. In giving us the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu differentiated us from the rest of humanity. Shenema rak b'avosecha choshek Hashem li'ava osam v'yivchar b'zarem achareihem bochem mikol ha'amim kayom hazeh. The Torah was given as part of, as the bris of Bechiras Yisrael. Ve'ein zeh, says the Rambam, lefi shehayinu ru'uyim l'chach, it wasn't in our own merit. Ela b'chasto shel habore v'tuvo shehischased eleinu v'heitiv lanu. A, it was a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what elicited that chesed, as it were, b'shvil shekodmu la'avoseinu maisim tovim b'yediyas habore v'avodoso. Because of the avos. Shenema lo meru b'chem mikol ha'amim choshak Hashem b'chem v'gomer, ki me'avas Hashem eschem u'mishomer u'sashvua shenishba l'avosechem v'gomer. U'mepnei sheyicheid osanu habore b'mitzvosav u'b'chukosav. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us unique, special, through giving us His mitzvahs, v'his bo'ara ma'alaseinu al zulaseinu b'chlol osav v'mishpatav, and that distinction is expressed again through the Torah that we have, that we live by. Shenema umigoy godol ashal chukim mishpatim tzadikim kechol haTorah hazos asher anochi nosen lefnechem hayom. Right, the Torah asks rhetorically, where is there another nation that lives by a code which can compare to that of the Torah? As a result of that, says the Rambam, kinunu hagoyim kulam al dasenu kinu gedola. The nations of the world are intensely jealous of us because of the Torah. Vayilchatsu malcheihem b'shvila la'arer aleinu sitna ve'eva. And there's been a constant provocation to arouse enmity and hatred towards us. And in reality, and here let's pay very, very careful attention, Rabbosai. Uretzonam lihilochem b'Hashem. Their true desire in rejecting Bechiras Yisrael is really that's waging war with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uretzonam lihilochem b'Hashem. V'lasos meriva imo. However, ve'elokim hu umi yarev lo. So they wage war, their war against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In their war against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they target us. Ve'ein lecha zman me'oz shenitno lanu Torah zo ad zmaneinu ze. There hasn't been a hiatus since Matan Torah until the mid-12th century. And again, that's only the cutoff point because that's what the Rambam is talking about. But he would update it if he were here today. Ve'ein lecha zman me'oz shenitna lanu Torah zo ad zmaneinu ze, shekol melech over avodah zarah, gover or machriach or misgaber or anas, any powerful melech over avodah zarah, without exception, she'ein tchilas kavanoso v'dayto listo torasenu v'lafog dosenu ba'onas. To try to annul the Torah, to try to overturn through force our religion. B'nitzachon u'b'cheref. And then the Rambam begins listing, Kamo Amalek, v'sisra, v'sancherev, v'nebuchadnezzar, v'titus, v'adrianus, v'harvei kayotze b'hem. That's what's reflected in Hilchos Melachim. When the Rambam says that Yeda she'al yichud Hashem hu osa mulchama, because the hatred for us is a rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The hatred for us is a challenge to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty over the world, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's prerogative of Bechira. It's a rejection of Yichud Hashem. And the Rambam says, don't be misled by how it's packaged, how it's camouflaged. It's got nothing to do with Al-Aqsa Mosque. It's got nothing to do with territory. They weren't interested in the Al-Aqsa Mosque when it was under the British and under the Turkish. They didn't discover it until it was under Jewish sovereignty. Rambam says, don't be misled by that. That Ritzonam lihilochem v'Hashem. They're waging war against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what he says lahalacha in Hilchos Melachim, that a chayal should know that al yichud Hashem hu osa melacha, hu osa melacha. And he's engaged in an act of Kiddush Hashem. The emes is that this historical scheme of the Rambam is the focus of the kapitel we've been saying this week, kapitel Pei Gimel. Elokim al domi loch al techrash val tishkot el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't be silent. Kine oyevecha yehemoyun. Your enemies are making a big commotion. Umesanecha nosu rosh, those who hate you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are taking the lead. And how is their enmity to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oyevecha, Elokim al domilach, oyevecha, how is their enmity towards you, how is their hatred, misanecha, how is their hatred towards you expressed, al amcha yarim usod? They're plotting against your people. Amru l'chu v'nachidem migoi v'lo yizoch Hashem Yisrael od. So that's a merida against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it is, and that's what it always has been, and that's what it continues to be. Every chayal who has been killed has been killed Al Kiddush Hashem, because the milchama is al yichud Hashem. It's got nothing to do with land, nothing to do with anything else. It's about Malchus Shamayim. And for that matter, even Rachmanu Litzlan in the piguim, not. Or the civilians who were massacred. Every Jew living in Eretz Yisrael knows that there's a target on his or her back. Every Jew knows that. Every Jew knows that it's a target drawn by Hamas, Hezbollah, the jihadists, And they are most anefesh to live there without awareness. And if that mesiras nefesh ends up translating into that willingness to be most anefesh, results in actual mesiras nefesh, they also died al Kiddush Hashem. Because they're knowingly, by staking our claim, Eretz Yisrael was given to us as part of Bechiras Yisrael. And there too, the holding on to Eretz Yisrael is standing up for Yichud Hashem. The knowledge that those who were killed, and killed with savagery that matches and arguably surpasses that of the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. The knowledge that they died al Kiddush Hashem in no way diminishes the grief, the pain or the tragedy, and that's for two reasons. It doesn't diminish it an iota. And for two reasons. First of all, on a human level, everyone killed and overwhelmingly, there were young people. Young people. Not only the Chayalim, the ones who were massacred on Shmini Atzeres. Overwhelmingly young people. It means that there are parents who are shkulim. Sometimes they're young parents, which means that there are children who are orphaned. And the Torah recognizes that we're human, and that's what Bechi is about in context of Avelos, and validates and requires the human reaction. So the knowledge that those killed were killed by Kiddush Hashem, it doesn't diminish the grief, the pain, the suffering. So that's first on the human level. But it's also true on a religious level. Because while unquestionably they died al Kiddush Hashem, simultaneously that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people, that Nishpach Domam Kamayim, and in some cases, because of the brutality and the savagery, unfortunately, it's literally true that Ein Kover, that Jews are subjected to that fate, is also a Chilul Hashem. There, being Mekayim in the midst of Kiddush Hashem, but the fact of that happening, what they are Mekadshei Shem Shemayim, but the fact that happens is a Chilul Hashem. Mizmor Osav, Kapitel Ayin Tes. Elkim bo goyim benachlasecha, timu es heichal kodshecha, somu es Yerushalayim le'iyim. Nosnu es nivlas avodecha macha le'of ha-shamayim, besar chasidecha le'chayso oretz. Shofchu domam kamayim svivos Yerushalayim ve'en kover, Hayinu cherpa l'shcheinenu lag v'kels l'svivosenu. So religiously also, the awareness that they're all mekadshei Shem Shemayim doesn't lessen the grief, the anguish, the pain, because the fact, again, the fact is not their responsibility. It's individual responsibility. It's our collective responsibility. The fact of such an occurrence is a Chilul Hashem. In terms of our reaction and our avoda, maybe one thing which is suggested by this perspective is that, not to the exclusion of so many other things that we should and need to be doing, but maybe we should be particularly conscious and sensitive in our behavior of looking to make a Kiddush Hashem. That the Kiddush Hashem shouldn't have to be a Kiddush Hashem whose flip side is Chilul Hashem. That the Kiddush Hashem shouldn't have to be with the loss of precious souls of our brothers and sisters, And maybe that's something that we should be, obviously we should always be focused on it, but maybe with a heightened sensitivity, maybe that's part of our reaction and our avoda through our behavior, through our conduct, through our interaction. Especially klape chutz, to elicit a reaction of Ashrei Aviv Shalimdo Torah, Ashrei Rabo Shalimdo Torah, of Yisrael Asher B'cha Espa'er.